Mississippi. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, that's a little startling to get our hearts pounding. Funny, because I was just joking a little bit about how I'm pretty accustomed to just, you know, going with the flow of things. And there's the universe giving me a test. Like I said, welcome to Roots and Berries here on CGSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name's Robin, and I am here with you for the hour playing old-time and bluegrass music, not heavily pounding stuff in your eardrums, although maybe you want to turn it up loud and really get that fiddle and banjo humming on the old eardrums. The song that we started off with is from a little wormhole that I fell down this week about Yukon artists. And so there are a couple of Yukon artists, Ellery McKnight and Ryan McNally, track called Beautiful Stars from their self-titled record. And later on in the show, we're going to fall a little further down that rabbit hole and hear a few songs from a few more Yukon artists. Before that, though, we're going to get to a couple of sets that are vastly different from each other. If you've been living under a rock, perhaps you don't know that Gordon Lightfoot, who is, you know, deemed as one of Canada's greatest, perhaps, singer-songwriters, depending on, you know, how you think about that. But we're going to hear a set of covers that that other bands have done that really kick butt. That's all I can say. And we're going to start off with the Punch Brothers, who, of course, just are such they're such technical musicians and just, you know, put a beautiful spin on everything that they put out. From Hell on Church Street, this is probably needing no introduction, but The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald here on Roots and Berries.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship in true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Sound and a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed ya. At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good shipping crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, they might have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons. Sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are her sportsmen. And further below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
It's all right for some, not all right for me. When the one that I'm loving slips around, you think it's fine to do things I cannot see, and you're doing it to me. Baby, can't you see that I already know how it is? I can see it in your eyes and feel it in the way you kiss my lips. I can hear it in your voice whenever we are talking like this. I can see what you believe.
Heaven can be yours just for now.
Scott from Modern Hymns and All the Lovely Ladies, Gordon Lightfoot cover. Before that, we heard Karen Lynn, who is the voice of the female voice of bluegrass in Australia, from her album Changes and The Circle Is Small. Following up, our Gordon Lightfoot set of covers there on Roots and Berries. My name is Robin. Thanks for joining me today. We've got an all over the place show. If you're a regular listener, perhaps you know that's sometimes how it goes around here. I tend to sort of follow these little pathways, and I'm like, oh yeah, that. Oh yeah, oh I like that. So it's a real mix of old and new, and covers and Yukon music today, and these next two songs, which are instrumental, and both have dry in the title. So the first one is from Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves, banjo and fiddle players. and they wanted to cover a song by an artist, Judy Hyman. And I guess they asked her if there were any that she hadn't recorded before. And this is the song that they sent them to record. And it's a lovely little number called Dry. And we're going to follow that up with virtuosity fiddle player Kenny Baker and a track called Dry and Dusty, which kind of feels like out there in the world these days with no rain. Not complaining, but nevertheless, it does feel a little dusty. Here we go with Alison DeGroot and Tatiana Hargraves here on Roots and Berries. Thank you. Baker with Dry and Dusty from True Bluegrass. And indeed, that was. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF, Campus Community Radio, from the top of a beautiful summery day on Burnaby Mountain, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name's Robin. I am here regularly on Fridays from noon to one with old-time bluegrass, roots music, acoustic stuff in a very general sense. And I'm going to give you a heads up on the next 2 weeks, because for the next two Fridays, I will not be here. Next Friday, we're doing something very fun as a staff, and we're going on a field trip to the Nikkei Historical Museum in Burnaby, and we're having bento box lunch, and we're having a guided tour of the museum and learning about the exhibit there. And so that's something that we're going to do as, you know, kind of a team building and just very interesting learning opportunity for the staff here and volunteers to get together and do. But it's at the exact same time as my show, so you won't hear me next Friday. The Friday after that, I'm one of the lucky folks who gets to be a delegate for the station at the annual Campus and Community Radio Conference, which is in Calgary this year. CJSW, our sister station there at the University of Calgary, will be hosting all, well, not all, but anybody who wants to come from Campus and Community Radio to geek out, talk campus and community radio things, and just be inspired by all of the great and interesting things that we get to do here on the radio, which is a lot different than on other stations. And, you know, if you're a listener to the station in general, you'll know that we have a fair amount of freedom to, you know, play music like old time and bluegrass, because where the heck do you find that other than on co-op radio on Sunday afternoons? But locally here, that's about it. So this is a special place, and I will be back with you the second Friday of June with some inspiration and hopefully some fun songs. So getting back to the music here, we're going to hear a set of, dare I say, religious songs. They're not gospel songs, and they're kind of in the anti-religious